Chapter 1. Polly Proggart is terrible at spells, which is rather unfortunate when you're a witch. Today, Polly's teacher is teaching the class how to make a potion to remove warts. Wart removal is supposed to be one of the easiest spells in the book. "This time, I'm going to make sure nothing goes wrong," thinks Polly. Polly lines up the dusty jars of ingredients and marks them off in her book. "All I have to do is carefully follow the instructions in the spell book, just like Miss Spinnaker tells us to." Miss Spinnaker is Polly's favourite teacher. She has curly red hair, which she knots into a messy bun at the top of her head, and she jangles with silver jewellery when she walks. Instead of the plain black school capes most of the academy teachers wear, Miss Spinnaker wears a velvet cape, embroidered with colourful threads and studded with little octagonal mirrors. The mirrors catch the sunlight as it slants through the high windows and send little dancing lights across the room. Polly thinks Miss Spinnaker is glorious. Miss Spinnaker has put Polly in a group with Rosemary and Valentine, who are very good at spells. Polly knows that Miss Spinnaker hopes some of their cleverness might rub off on her. Polly secretly hopes this might happen too. It's not that Polly isn't clever, as Miss Spinnaker always reassures her. It's just that things get muddled in Polly's head when she's given long and complicated instructions. "Is it 3 drops of toad juice next?" Polly often wonders when she's in the middle of a spell. "Or a pinch of dried snake blood?" And sometimes, when Polly looks at the yellowed pages of her leather-bound spellbook, the letters seem to dance across the page. A letter B might suddenly look a lot like a P. A W might transform into an M. Polly decides to be extra careful today. She watches Rosemary neatly tip 3 tablespoons of milkwood sap into her cauldron. The potion bubbles up and a perfect puff of smoke floats towards the ceiling. Miss Spinnaker is walking around the classroom handing out toads for everyone to practice on. "Come along now, Polly," she says as she approaches their table. "Have you started yet?" Miss Spinnaker plops down 3 warty toads on the table. Polly, Rosemary and Valentine quickly clap their hands over them before they leap away. Polly shudders when she feels the bumpy, clammy skin. Rosemary picks up a pipette, dips it into her bubbling potion and squeezes the rubber bulb to fill up the glass tube. Then she squirts a drop of the potion onto one of her toad's biggest warts. At first, the wart bubbles up into a clear blister, but then it pops, shrivels, and disappears. "Good work, Rosemary," Miss Spinnaker says, and wanders over to another table. Polly peers down at the spellbook again and chews the inside of her lip. She can't remember if she has already sprinkled in the newt crystals or if she is up to the bat flakes. "And does tisp mean tablespoon or teaspoon?" Polly is too embarrassed to ask Valentine. Valentine is kind and sort of friendly, but Polly knows she will roll her eyes if she has to explain the recipe again. So Polly tosses in a handful of newt crystals, just in case. She figures it's better to have too much than not enough. Her potion bubbles up furiously, and Polly decides this means it's ready to use. She squeezes up a big blob of liquid into her pipette and squirts it onto her toad.
"Oh, look, look," Polly says. "It's working!"
The warts on the toad's back begin to bubble up and blister. "Good work, Polly!"